Recording in progress.
Can you hear us, Corey? You're muted.
Can you hear me? Now you can probably hear me. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sorry.
Perfect.
We're just learning this new software, so.
Okay.
Sure. And I had settings here I needed to change, so we got it now.
Yep, I think we're good.
We can hear you and you can hear us. We're doing pretty good.
Yeah, sorry, I can't be there. I'm actually on spring break with my family. That was kind of last minute, so.
No worries. Okay. I went and got a Dr. Pepper. I don't usually do that. No. Yes. But not until, I won't put it on the market until I have a firm date of when I'm going to get my house. Yes, I'm going to use Tracy. Jump. I already, she doesn't work here anymore, but she got a real estate license. Depends on how much they want to offer me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, my realtor told me that we'll have a bidding war on it because there's nothing. Probably around 620. Yeah, it's 4 bedrooms, 1,800 square feet on a quarter acre, and I have an outbuilding, like 14 by 14 shed on it with RV parking. If you got an RV, then 50 amp service and everything. No basement, so it's in 2 stories. I'm right in town too, so.
Right.
Because there's nothing in that middle, that kind of starter family home kind of market. There's only the really, really expensive $1 million homes or the really, really trashy ones. And even the really, really trashy ones, they're getting 500. It'll need a kitchen remodel. Whoever gets it will want to put in new, I'm not going to remodel the kitchen because I figured somebody else will just rip it out and put in whatever they wanted. So I was like, I will. As soon as I know a firm date of when I will be able to move in over there, then I will start thinking about when I'm going to advertise it.
Yeah. Next week. I know. It's dumb. Like right in front of your house. We do have a quorum. We could start. Unless we go into closed session. But we don't have our visitors, right? They're not here. It's okay. Yeah. So we'll start when you hear back from them, maybe. Well, maybe we should start. I'm always sensitive about wasting time. I mean, I don't mind wasting my time, but I don't want to waste yours. I'm a good time waster. So we'll just put off the first item, unless you have something you want to say about that today. But we can just put that off. Okay. And the second item is a holdover item from the last agenda. We don't have bylaws yet, but we thought the chair and vice chair should be chosen, and then we'll work with the chair on some bylaws and things. We've been assembling some bylaws. They're not hard to put together, but probably the order should be that we select a chair and a vice chair. So a couple of other things before we hit that item, just so you can be thinking about this, we have a conflict on our Thursday night coming up, and it's because I'm happy to report back to the committee that the Circle of Security parenting class put on by Davis Behavioral Health is now going to be on Thursday nights, and it starts April 14th and it runs through June 2nd, and it's full. So that was something we discussed about how many people might be interested. And so that's really great progress for North Salt Lake. And so so be thinking about a different meeting time, and we'll come back to that before we're done tonight. So going to item three, which is the appointment of a chair and vice chair. I think that the simplest way to do this, the way to pick a chair and a vice chair is for you folks who are voting members to nominate people or volunteer. You could probably volunteer, and that would be good too. The chair and the vice chair from here forward will be running the meetings, working with the city staff on the creation of agendas, reviewing the minutes before they're presented to the committee, and in other ways, directing the five citizen appointees that are on the committee, working with you to come up with the business of the Health and Wellness Committee. And we've done some things. You know, this is our fourth meeting, I think, and maybe third, but we've had some great presentations. We've put some things in place, and I think the Davis Behavioral Health class is a great thing for the city to do, and that's a great success for this committee early on. But so the chair and the vice chair shouldn't be overly demanding, but I guess I just wanted to emphasize that this is a citizen committee, and so city staff doesn't necessarily isn't the tail that wags the dog. It's really the other way around. So the five citizen appointees can work together with our support and our help, and we'll do anything that you need us to do to support you in that role. But I don't think the chair or the vice chair is super demanding, but you will work with the staff a little bit more, probably with me or with Linda from time to time, who does our communications, or with the chief or others in support of the committee's activities. So anyway, I'll turn it over to you guys hi, Mayor Harvey, I didn't see you walk in. So you're like our first visitor, citizen visitor. It's okay. It's Len Arvey's here, so we'll know. Anyway, you can, and Corey, you're included in this, but you guys can discuss how you want to do this, or if someone wants to volunteer to do this, we can move this item forward.
I mean, I would first start out by asking, does anyone want to volunteer first, right, for the position before we start?
That's a good question. Does anyone have a preference?
I'm not going to throw my hat in for chair. I would be willing to be vice chair if no one else is particularly enthused about doing that.
I'm willing to throw my hat in too for whatever too.
Sorry, Corey, I couldn't understand what you said. Did you say you're throwing your hat in for a chair?
I was that a nudge? Yeah. Yes, I definitely will. I was saying I'm happy to help wherever I can. So yeah, I will. If it makes it easier for us to just go forward, I'd be happy to.
So I think I guess I would suggest if anyone else has an interest, if not, you guys can make a motion to take action and then you can vote on that.
I just have to say that I'm grateful that the two members have stepped up to volunteer. That's fantastic. And it's something that I definitely would be interested in the future if that position becomes available as my schedule allows, but I'm grateful that for the people that are willing to serve right now.
So, and just so that you all know, when we write the bylaws, we will put a term in, and you'll be able to decide what that term is, whether it's 1 year or 2 years. I sometimes think a lot of committees do a 1 year term, and I find myself thinking sometimes that that's not quite enough. That a two-year term is a little bit better because we sort of create a rhythm with the leadership on the committee, and it's good when it lasts a little bit longer. But then we would expect that the vice chair may move into the chair spot. So that's typically how these committees work.
Don't make that in stone.
We won't make that in stone. You guys can choose and pick whatever you wish. So.
I'm not quite sure how to do this. Do we to make a motion?
Yes, yes. Just say, I move that.
I move to make a motion that Corey, I'm not sure how to say your last name, Mark.
Markisich, close enough.
Markisich.
Yep, there you go.
Yes, thank you. And Janet Welsh to be our vice chair for the committee, for the Health and Wellness Committee of North Salt Lake. All in favor?
Yeah, we can. Just you guys can vote by saying yes or no. Maybe one at a time.
I say yes.
Yes.
And Corey, you can vote too.
Yes.
All right. Great. Well, we'll get a draft of the bylaws to the committee and make sure that that's in good condition for our next meeting.
And I would say maybe, were you saying just 1 year as chair and then the vice chair moves up the next year or as committee members?
It's just typically how it's done, but you guys can adopt any procedures that you want to have. So it doesn't have to be that way. It could be whatever you decide. Okay. And you don't have to be the chair if you don't want to. Okay. It's still a free country. All right. Well, Corey, I don't know if you have an agenda in front of you. Do you want to?
I do have the agenda. We didn't have the other people show up then, right?
They haven't come. Okay. Yeah, they didn't show. So what's left on the agenda is approval of the minutes from the last meeting, selecting a meeting time, and then any other business from the committee.
Yeah. So did everyone have a chance to read the minutes?
I did, yes.
Okay. Does anyone want to make a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from.
Okay. Do we need to have a second or can we just vote, Ken?
We should have a second, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, is there a second?
And I will second it.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Yes. Aye.
Great.
Great, easy enough. And then you said so Thursday isn't going to work then?
So Thursdays will not work. I know at least our member Porter can't do it on Wednesdays, correct?
Yeah, I work every Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, and I usually, like last night, it was almost 9 o'clock before I left.
Sure.
So.
I'm pretty flexible, so I can move things around. So I think whoever has more stuff in stone, I think we should build around. Yeah, because I can move my stuff around.
Yeah.
I'm retired, so I can pretty much make anything.
Okay.
My schedule just cleared up, so I'm good any night of the week now as well.
Okay. Yeah. If we were to go to a Wednesday night, starting a little bit later, would that work for you?
Bill, like I said last night, I didn't even leave work until almost 9.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I never know. The store closes at 7. Sometimes they get at 8. Sometimes 9. I never know.
What constraints do we have on meeting space?
Tuesday nights, this room is in use. And Thursday nights now from 5:30 to 7, the building is in use. And one of the concerns there, we could do a Thursday night later, except that we've been told that these attendees of the class, they kind of mill around and hang around, and it would be better, in my opinion, not to have another group sort of pushing their way in.
Sure.
If this is kind of a group that's in need of making connections, they're counseling with each other, you know, we want to make sure they have the time and space they need instead of kind of pushing our way in. Do you have another suggestion, Linda? No, okay. And Wednesday is the choir's, we've pushed the choir to Wednesdays.
Is Monday a problem?
Monday's not a problem unless it's a problem for someone else.
It's not for me, and I was just going to suggest that.
Mondays are fine for me.
Okay.
Are they okay for you?
For me as well.
Okay.
Yeah, Monday would work for
me. All right. There's a couple of Monday meetings that maybe I'll check our calendar that we're obligated to, but so if any Monday works, we may suggest something different than the first Monday of the month. That's also the day before a council meeting, which is hard sometimes for us. So it might work better on the second or fourth Mondays of the month, but we'll check and make sure we don't have conflicts as city staff, and then let you know.
Okay, so we'll just leave it right now at second or fourth.
I think that would be the safest.
Okay.
Great. Corey, our former mayor, Arvey, is with us, and we might want to ask him if he has anything he wants to say to the committee.
Yeah. Yes, please.
It's been a while since I've been here. Thank you all for serving on this committee. It's something that I've thought about for a long time, and luckily we were able to get it all together. If I'm speaking out of line, I'm sorry. You guys are on the committee, and you know, you can do what you want. You run it, and I'm outside of any authority anymore, which I'm fine with. But there were a couple of things that I wanted to try and express to you that at least were in my mind. And that is, as we look at this, I know a lot of what you're thinking about is mental health, but there are other issues in our community as well. One of the things that you're supposed to adopt is emergency preparedness. And there are some things that we've done in the past. We've had CPR classes that were very well attended. We've had the earthquake lady come, different things on community preparedness. And I think for you to have some of those activities would be very helpful, especially training. One of the things that I think we've fallen short on in our city is CERT training. And so we probably need to get do some community outreach for CERT training. In addition, there's physical health needs. And I don't think we appreciate necessarily the level of poverty that we have in some pockets of our city. One of the things that we've done in the past is we've had a health fair. And when we've done that, we've approached LDS Hospital, and they've been able to work not only supporting with people to come to a health fair, but they've been willing in the past even to contribute money to some of the functions that you'd have. And so I would encourage someone from staff or on the committee to reach out to LDS Hospital. I can't remember his name. His first name was Jeremy, was the person that I remember, but he may be gone now. And we probably ought to go ahead and reach out to Lakeview Hospital as well for support and funding and telling them what we're doing and seeing what resources they have. In addition, and I think Corey is on, I've seen him at CTC or Communities That Care activities. I'm continuing to be involved with that. But I appreciate what you're doing to bring in some of those programs, but there are others that I think would be helpful that we haven't really implemented very well. Big Brothers and Big Sisters really hasn't taken off here very well, but I think there's a need. And I think that probably from both sides, people that have time that want to deal with kids and help them out, as well as kids that probably need help with a matter in their lives. I think that's been you just shut me. Okay, I'm back. Then the other thing that I was hoping would happen as I thought about things, and it's something I know that Jessica came and talked to you guys, Jess Bigler. One of the things that I was on the committee that looked at the SHARP survey, and one of the things that came up and struck me was, and you talked a little bit about suicidal inclinations. We have a big problem in the sixth grade, but in particular, we have a problem with our minority populations, in particular Hispanics. I think it would be good, you may be to lead it, but in a lot of areas of the city, trying to figure out how we can reach out to the Hispanic community and get them involved in the community, which I think would help them, especially these younger kids. Try and address them and make sure, anyway, that they're part of our community. And I think that's probably the things that, there's a Circles program as well. So there are a lot of programs that have been presented to the council, which could be implemented. I don't know if it's necessarily implemented, but my thought was that this committee could kind of work as an interface where there are all these great programs out there and they just never get implemented very well. And I know that you're working with some of those things through Communities That Care and some of the programs that they've brought forward. But I think if we can do some things with the financial things too, I thought the Circles program was a really great program that you guys might want to look at and see if there's some way that we can integrate that a little bit more and encourage our citizens that are having economic problems to get some advice and help with their finances. I think it's been a successful program. And we may want to reach out to the Bountiful Food Pantry too and see what they're doing. I know our youth city council is right now is helping distribute food, which is good. But there may be other things. As we get other community agencies involved, I know that there's some things that, what's the name of the church down here? But Abundant Life Church. Abundant Life Church, the LDS Church has a lot of programs already, and they're if we can get them involved, and I know they have programs to help get them involved, but if we can get those community resources involved through churches, the Abundant Life Church, as well as the LDS Church and any others that are located in our city. In the past, they've been wanting to get integrated, and I think that would be something that would be helpful for this committee to do. Anyway, those are just some ideas that I had. I apologize, it's taken me so long to get here. I missed your first meeting, and then I was lucky enough to get COVID and then bronchitis. But I'm kind of back now. So anyway, thank you again for your service. And thank you to the staff that's here. I think it's great that you're supporting this. So thanks, Corey.
So thank you. So as I was talking to some friends, one of the things they brought up, they'd really like to get some walking groups going down at the park. So I was thinking we could maybe even do a walking group down in the Foxborough area, down in Couch Park and up on the hill, you know, kind of get them going in different areas and even trails. And
does the trails committee do things like, I don't know much of that committee, but do they have any of that stuff going?
The trails committee, the parks and trails committee doesn't, they have several activities, including a trail walk activity, which they've done in past years. I don't know that it's, we don't have a rep here from that committee, but I don't know that it's on their schedule this year, but they were previously doing a monthly trail walk. So we can talk to them about that. That's a good, that was a good program when it was running.
I do think I like the idea of kind of like that wellness, and I'd like to learn more about what LDF Hospital's done, because maybe do some wellness fair or something, or maybe it's already going, I don't know, but I think those are pretty well attended, and if they're donating and helping out, I think we should jump on it.
Yeah, a health fair is a great activity, and that is something we had contemplated doing as part of the committee. One thing we talked about doing was a health fair.
I'm a retired nurse, so I can reach out to both Lakeview. I'll start with Lakeview because they're so close in our community. So I'll start with them, and I'll also contact LDS.
Great.
See what we can arrange, see how much lead time they need. With summer coming up, it's a perfect time to do it outside. We could do it at Hatch Park. But we might need quite a bit of lead time for them to ramp it up.
Yeah. So has North Salt Lake done that before? I mean, you mentioned that LDS has done some stuff before. Have they done that before?
Yes, we have. Okay. I don't know how many health fairs we've had, but just one.
Okay.
Pre-COVID.
Yeah, pre-COVID.
One thing that from the last meeting, one of my action items was to reach out to the stake president in the legacy stake to discuss getting Ward bishops to recommend the class where appropriate, the one that's already started. One thing that came up was advertising, like having a handout or something like that that they could give. And I think if we're going to do something like a health fair, it would be helpful to have, you know, signs that we could put up, things like that, especially if we could get them translated. Do we have translation services, or should I ask a friend who's a dietitian?
I'll let Linda answer that, because we do have court
translators. I was going to say, a lot of things now you can just put in like Google Translate, and it comes through pretty well.
I think if we're talking about Spanish, mm-hmm. I think we have staff that can, in all likelihood, can review some Spanish.
Okay.
It doesn't always, sometimes it does take a professional to get those things written correctly, but we have the capability of doing it.
Yeah. Okay.
And this is Linda's area. She's the reason she's here is because when we have outreach materials, signs, posters, posting, social media, electronic postings, this is all Linda's area. So she can do that for us. Those are kind of all the business items we had, unless anybody has any more, Corey.
Yeah, so I was going to say, if we don't have, I mean, that's kind of our other business stuff. And if those guys didn't show up, I don't think we all, unless you guys just want to sit here and talk about life.
One question. So,
yeah.
This family, I forget what it's called. What's it called? The program for families that just started, that's being held on Thursday nights. Are we going to do that again as soon as that cycle of classes finishes, start it up again, and do like 3 sessions a year?
I think they were rotating them around Davis County, it sounded like. Okay. Chief Black was instrumental in hoping that they'd come do it here, but I don't know when the next time they would do it here. They also only have one certified instructor, so they talked about maybe needing to get additional ones if it is popular.
Okay.
That's a very old school, though. Well, okay, do we have any other questions?
Well, do we want to, since CERT training was on the former mayor's list as the first item, is that something we want to look into, what that would entail?
What I was actually just thinking, what I was going to kind of wrap up with, was with the minutes, I think what we should do is, I mean, because we had a great list of things, and we kind of brainstormed a lot of those that first night. We just kind of went in a different direction for a while, but I think we should maybe on our next meeting prioritize some of his list and our list, and maybe even have to break up some stuff. Because I know the first night we talked about a lot of wellness, a lot of health stuff, and then we swayed more towards mental health. So maybe we need to redefine what we are going to kind of, what direction we're going to go.
Yeah. And I think between now and our next meeting, city staff can put some information together on the list of priorities I just don't know what to call you, Mayor. I'm so used to calling you Mayor. I'll say Mayor Harvey.
Mayor, he's still Mayor.
Everybody knows what I mean when I say Mayor. Yeah. So we can work on the things that he put together or that he brought to us tonight. The last thing, Corey, and maybe you didn't notice, but we have a new member who's never been here. Valerie, I have to look at, Valerie Walton. Sorry, I didn't remember your last name. So she was appointed in one of our recent council meetings. And so we welcome Valerie.
Sorry.
Which apparently is not the right time, but I'll be more prompt going forward. So I'm sorry about that.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome. Sorry, on my screen, your guys' is like super small and the agenda is big, so I can just see little heads. So sorry, I apologize. I didn't recognize you in there.
So do we need to motion that we adjourn?
I don't think you need to do that. Some committees do, or Corey, or you could just, I guess, Corey, you could say you're adjourned whenever you think you are.
Yeah. Is there any other questions or anything else we need to talk about? Okay. If you don't have any other questions, we'll just have the meeting adjourned. Oh, say that again. Sorry.
I was just going to say, I mean, is there anything specific we want to accomplish in the next month before our next meeting?
Well, I think if we can get that list of kind of the priorities of the next one, and then have everybody look at those. So at our next meeting, kind of have some opinions on what we should go. And I think that should be one of our agenda items for next time, maybe number one agenda item, or maybe even these guys, if they want to come back, let's cross high.
Yeah, if we want to have the Woods Cross High Teen Center make a presentation, perhaps you could reach out to them, Mary.
Yeah, I will reach out to them and see what happens. Okay. See if they'll be willing to come.
Yeah, because I am interested in that program. It looks, I read it, I think it was on KSL or something, so I'd love to talk to someone about it.
I I will mention that I appreciate Mayor R. Rave's comments. I know we focus really heavily on mental health and that the importance of that in our community. I do like the idea of adding some different topics, especially physical health, that kind of where my interests are, and adding that. But I also know that mental health is such a crucial aspect in people's lives. And wanted to note that personally for me, just 3 weeks ago, I had my brother who had struggled, took his own life 3 weeks ago and had battled addiction. And it's just something very devastating. And I am happy to serve on this committee and to, you know, help people out in this community that's dealing with that. But I do like Mary R. Ray's suggestions to touch on other aspects as well.
I just wonder if Valerie would like to introduce herself, tell us a little bit about herself.
Sorry there. We all did. I'm doing everything wrong this first meeting. Sorry about that. So I work for Salt Lake County. Currently, I'm a senior policy advisor and a special projects director. I work in the Office of Regional Operations, Regional Development. So that includes transportation, housing, economic development, and planning. In my current job, I'm kind of like the person who problem solves when things are not going great or helps lift off new initiatives. And I also do a lot of policy and connections between the different divisions they work with. It's so nice to be on this committee. I'm excited to serve with you guys.
Well, welcome. I worked at Odyssey House for a long time and worked with a lot of those, with like Section 8 housing and that stuff. And I wouldn't want your job. It's a lot of work. I appreciate all that stuff, but it's a lot of stuff there.
Yes, welcome. We're so happy to have your expertise.
And I promise that by our next meeting, I will know this system a lot better with the video so that you guys can see everybody instead of having them little tiny pictures.
Hey. Whatever you did, I can tell you've got it figured out. Like, it's moving around, so we're good. Everyone just looks so important in those chairs out there. I feel like I'm left out.
I am surprised at how comfortable they are. They're very, very nice. Right, just for that alone, I mean.
All right, any other questions? Okay. Well, we'll join until next time. Good seeing you guys.
Thanks, Corey.
Well, thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye.
You have fun on your trip.
Thank you.